What is up, my peeps? Welcome to episode 3. Can I get a drum roll, please? Well, I don't have a drum roll right now. There's any sound effects because I'm not that good and I need the right equipment. So when I get good and when I get the right equipment, I'll have sound effects for you guys. Before I start, I just want to say happy Friday to everybody. You know, thank you again for taking the time out of your day to listen to what I got to say. You know, every day when I check my podcast, you know, the number of audiences keep increasing. So much love for you guys. And I know we're in quarantine right now. It's Friday, but hopefully this episode, you can just vibe out with me, you know, just sit down, relax, just do what you got to do. And let's get started. So, Drake, honestly, this episode might be long because Drake is my all-time favorite rapper right now, like, of my generation. You know, he's my Tupac right now. Like, you can ask anybody. That's my dude right there. So, I'm gonna give you, you know, some facts about Drake, but I have, like, a shitload of stories to tell you. So, I'm gonna just start with the facts. So, in case nobody knew, Drake started off in Degrassi. You know, Degrassi's like a show and Nickelodeon or teen Nickelodeon at the time, you know, just some high school stuff. And Drake was, you know, doing music on the side. And he stopped acting for his music. So he made 2 mixtapes, Room for Improvement and Comeback Season, you know. So after those mixtapes he dropped, Lil Wayne came in the picture. You know, he saw something in Drake that no one else was going to see, and he saw Drake's future. So Lil Wayne brought him in to YMCMB, Young Money Cash Money Billionaire, you know, and just that was his mentor. So the first mixtape he dropped with YMCMB was So Far Gone, and the one song that everybody loved, you know, was Best I Ever Had, and that's what got him on the charts. You know, after that, did Thank Me Later. You know, he had a little bit more known features. You know, he had Alicia Keys on there. He had Jay-Z and just a lot more features on there. That one didn't do as good, but after he came back with Take Care, and that's when that's a Grammy winner right there. So that one, he just got a little more in depth with his feelings, you know, what he went through, you know, with certain relationships he was in. So that one was really good. So it's story time. Okay. So story time for Take Me Later. I was around 10 years old at the time. And I got my first MP3 player. I was hella hyped, you know. It was an iPod. You know, iPods were huge at the time. But I got my MP3 player. And it came with my headphones and everything. I was just super hyped, you know. And it didn't have no music on there. It just had, like, just the music it came with. Like elevator music. So my dad took my iPod, took my MP3, gave it to his friend to download music on there. I had at least like 2,000 songs on there, 3,000 songs. It was crazy. You know, he put some Bruno Mars on there, put some Green Day at the time, some Linkin Park, put some Kanye on there. But the first full Drake album I listened to was Thank Me Later. You know, and my favorite song for that album is Shut It Down. He just gets in depth, like, you know, he meets a girl, you know, she's like a college student. She's like busy all the time, but in his eyes, she always shuts it down, you know, like every other girl don't matter to him. She's the only one that shuts it down, and like he wants to like do more with her and everything. So if you get a chance, listen to Shut It Down. It's one of my favorite joints from that album. Okay. After that was Nothing Was the Same. Oh man, this story is kind of funny, kind of interesting at the same time. It kind of sucks. Okay, so it was around October, on closer to my birthday. My birthday is October 26th, and I was turning 14. So my grandma was gonna take me out to go shopping and just to get my birthday gift. But my side on my stomach, my right side, kept hurting so bad. And before I would tell my dad that it hurt, he's like, "Oh, you're eating too much or eating too much hot stuff." I was like, "Okay, I just gotta chill out with eating so much and eating all the hot stuff like Takis or Hot Cheetos." And anyone that knows me knows damn well I eat a lot too. I always get those 4x4s at In-N-Out. Anyway, I'm at the mall with my grandma. We're walking. We're getting some shoes. We got some Adidas. And I do this hunch while I walk, 'cause I can't walk straight, 'cause it's unbearable pain. So long story short, she notices something's wrong with me. So we go home. I lay down on my bed, and I go to the hospital. And turns out I have appendicitis. So I'm in the hospital for like 2 weeks, and I'm in there on my birthday. It sucks. I'm just eating hospital food on my birthday, my 14th birthday. So one of the gifts my dad got me for my birthday was Nothing Was the Same album. So, after leaving the hospital, I would just play that album every single day on my PS3. I would even play my Call of Duty games. I would just listen to that album, repeat, repeat, repeat. And if my little brother had to go sleep, I played it on my desk computer and had my headphones on. It was on repeat, repeat, repeat. It was just that album is just I just felt like he talks to everybody, talks to you guys, talks about, his struggles and the way he rose up, in certain obstacles he was in, or just how he has a certain behavior that no one's gonna change because he's on the top, and he's always gonna win no matter what. So that was pretty cool. And at the time, I got that album and I got the Grand Theft Auto game, and they took the Grand Theft Auto game away. No disrespect to them, it's cool, I get it. Parenting, gotta do what you gotta do. But they let me listen to ex a whole Explicit album on repeat, so I didn't really, I don't really understand that. But it was cool though. I would have took the album over the game anyway, and I'm glad I did. So that was pretty cool. Let's see. My freshman year, I was getting into, I want to say basketball season, or basketball season was starting already. And at the time, I didn't really follow Drake as much as I do now. So one day I'm on my iPad and he released something. It was like a week after he released it. I was like, crap. So it was a mixtape. If you're reading this, it's too late. So honestly, I used that album for like every game or every baseball game I had just to hype me up, because that's a hype album right there. Like the first three joints of that is just gets you hyped up, so it was pretty cool. Okay, Views. Views. That was my sophomore year when that came out. And I remember too, I remember this vividly. It was baseball season at the time, and that it was raining, and coach canceled game. He canceled the game, and we were supposed to go to Mary Star to go play our game. And both coaches canceled it. And while I was about to leave, coach was like, "Oh, never mind, never mind. It's not raining out there. Let's go." I'm like, "Wow, you sent everybody home. How the hell are you supposed to play with like six, seven people?" So we didn't even have the whole team, so we still ended up playing. Oh man, we lost pretty bad. We got rocked bad. Then coming back to the bus, we just started playing Views, just playing One Dance or Pop Style, and I was just really cool. Not really cool that we lost, but that we were able to just listen to the whole album, and still have a good time. So that was pretty cool. More Life. That album, okay. I was going to a photo booth gig at the time. I was gonna do like Quien Sería. I just hook up a photo booth for them and everything. And one of my buddies was driving and Drake released it. I was like, fuck, I can't listen to it because we're like almost there. So I was just so eager the whole night just to go listen to that damn album, and freaking got home like 1 in the morning and stayed up to like 2, 3 in the morning just to listen to that whole album. So just to think how eager I was, I wanted to the night to hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, but it was cool though. Then Scorpion, I was in the process of moving. Also, another story of me just being eager to listen to it because I was moving at the time, so I was just, painting walls or just doing whatever I needed to do at the new house I'm living in right now. And at the time, we were living with my grandma. So I was doing everything fast as I can, but my dad's like, oh, we gotta do this, do this, do this. So I was hella eager to listen to Scorpion. And I got to my grandma's, blasted my speakers, and just vibed out. That was a really, really good album. Side A, side B. He did one rap, one singing, so it was pretty good. But yeah, just overall, just the stories and the albums have a little journey into like my life, high school life, and everything. I can maybe just get more in depth with it a little later with you guys and just certain stories. There's more stories to the album, but those are just the main stories I wanted to tell you guys. And Drake alone, he's also a person I look up to because, yeah, he makes a lot of money, but that guy's always determined no matter what. He lets nothing faze him or anything like that. That's how I want to be, just continue what I do and love what I do. I know at the time before he was starting to rap, he was getting a lot of criticism, like, oh, he can't rap, da da da, just he can't do this, you can't sing and rap at the same time. Like, that sounds weird. He's the first person to ever do that. So, hopefully with this podcast, I'm talking with different people, different I just talked to this guy yesterday, had a was on a radio station. He's like 70, 80 years old, and he's just telling me, just his whole background and stuff, wishes things he could have done or wouldn't have done. And I'm just getting a lot of people that in the radio business is talking to them, so the guy I talked to yesterday was pretty cool. Just told me to keep doing this podcast stuff. And I'm really passionate about this, so hopefully this could break soon. I can be something, somebody someday, and they want to have like artists and I can interview them or anything like that. But again, thank you everybody that's has been listening, and new listeners too. And happy Friday, and I'll catch you on episode 4 later. Before I forget, I'm going to play you at the end of this episode, Child's Play. I don't know, just something for you guys to get up and going. And Emotionless. Reason for Emotionless was because one of the verses, Drake says, I wasn't hiding my kid from the world, I was hiding the world from my kid. And recently, if you follow Drake on IG, he revealed his kid, and I thought that was pretty cool. And I don't know why my thing's acting a little weird, but I wanted to add Toosie Slide. Drake just released that today, and I really want you guys to listen to Toosie Slide and my all-time favorite from More Life, Passion Fruit. Just get a chance to listen to Passion Fruit. Thank you guys.